I am the mother of fair love and of fear and of knowledge and of hope. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One night, Saint Dominic was in the chapel praying late at night. All of the other brothers had gone to sleep, and he remained alone there praying deep into the night. Finally, coming to the conclusion of his prayers, he rose up and genuflected and left from the chapel to head towards, finally, his cell for a little bit of sleep before the morning prayers would begin. As he went down the corridor, his cell being at the end, he checked in on all of the sleeping brothers to make sure everything was all set in the convent there. And at last, as he neared to his room, he was about to enter in, and he saw a light down at the far end of the hallway. Turning, he looked, and what he saw before him astonished him. Three beautiful women there at the end of the hallway. The middle one, the most beautiful of the three of them. Looking closer, he realized that middle woman was not just anybody. It was the Blessed Virgin Mary. The assistant to her right, handed her an aspergill, the little sprinkler that we use for blessing things and the asparagus at the beginning of Sunday High Mass. And receiving the aspergill, Our Lady silently walked down the hallway, turning into each cell where a brother slept, sprinkling him with holy water, and then exiting out and turning into the next cell to bless the next brother along the way. She continued to do this, coming all the way down the hall of the dormitory until about halfway down. Curiously, she skipped over one of the rooms. Coming to the next room, she went in and continued on sprinkling the brothers, finally coming to the end of the hallway and standing before Saint Dominic. Saint Dominic, kneeling at this point, of course, looked up to her, and he just simply asked her, "What are you doing?" And Our Lady responded most sweetly, "Dominic, every night you go into that chapel. Every night you ask for my protection for your order. As soon as you pray those prayers, I immediately prostrate myself before my Son in heaven and beg his intercession and protection for all of you. You also instruct all of the brothers likewise that they should pray to me in order to obtain my protection for themselves. And they listen well to you. And so, because they've prayed for my blessing, I have come this evening to give it to them." So Dominic looked at her and he said, "But Our Lady, you did that to all save one. You skipped over one of the brothers." And Our Lady said, "Ah, you say this rightly, because that brother was not so well disposed as the rest. That brother, he had gone to bed that night. He was tired, gave in to his tiredness, closed his eyes, and didn't say those prayers asking for Our Lady's blessing and protection. And so, not being asked, Our Lady didn't give. It was as simple as that." And with that, the vision disappeared, and Dominic found himself alone back in the hallway again. He rose up, astounded by what he had seen, and walked into and entered into his own cell and knelt down beside his bed. He was decided to say one last final prayer before he would go off to sleep that night. And he knelt beside his bed, and as he began to pray, all of a sudden, he was again no longer in his room. He was transformed all the way to a great place of great light and beauty. And as he knelt there in all of the splendor, he looked before him, and Christ stood before his own eyes. And there, immediately to our Lord's right, was the Blessed Virgin Mary again standing there. Dominic describes her as being clothed in a beautiful sapphire robe. And he immediately fell upon his knees in adoration and in wonder at this great gift that he had been given, this vision that he held before his eyes. As time passed by a little bit, and he realized where he was actually there in heaven, in paradise, before God Almighty himself. He began to look around a little bit to what was around this vision. And as far as he could see, he saw people, all these blessed, in heaven, there adoring Christ. And amongst them, he saw all of the various religious orders. Over here, he saw the Carmelites, Benedictines here, Carthusians. Every one of them numbered amongst the elect as he looked around in great wonder. And as he continued to look, a shadow fell upon his face. And then Dominic wept bitterly, sorrowful tears. Our Lord looked piteously upon him. Dominic, why do you weep? Dominic cried out, what have I done, Lord? Why have I failed? How have I led them astray? And our Lord said, what do you mean? Dominic says, I look all around here in heaven and I see so many, but I see none of my own. I must have failed and let them down and displeased you. And our Lord smiled at St. Dominic. He reached out his hand and he placed it on the shoulder of the Blessed Virgin Mary standing beside him. And he said, don't weep, Dominic. Your order I've given over to my mother. And with that, the Blessed Virgin Mary opened up her mantle, and underneath it were all these little Dominican saints kneeling and praying there in heaven. We ourselves were not Dominicans. But as we celebrate today, we're reminded that we are all united in that way to Our Lady. We are her children. We are loved by her. We are special to her, each and every single one of us, protected by her, guarded by her, helped by her. Our Lady wants that relationship with us. She wants to be our Heavenly Mother. She wants us to be these simple spiritual children of hers and to rely on her as children truly do. Think about a small child. Think about its interaction with its parents. How much trust and confidence that child has. It doesn't hesitate to ask for something that it needs, something that it is good. It doesn't think about whether it is a small thing or something really large and grand that may be too expensive or beyond the grasp. It just asks. Why? Because he's confident that in the goodness of the heart of his parents, he shall not be denied if it is something that he needs and is something that is good. And so he comes again and again and again and asks simply, I can't get it for myself. Can you get it for me? And he trusts in that goodness. Small things are readily asked for, and large things alike. Now, we think of us. We are supposed to have this same confidence in Our Lady as our mother. But how often we fall short on our end of that relationship. How often we don't trust. How often we lack that confidence. How infrequently we come to beg of her for our needs. We come and we do say prayers, of course. But Our Lady, we call upon her for the things that we're asked to pray for most frequently. People that I know that are in need of conversion. People that I know that are sick. The souls of the faithful departed that I care about. I pray for the people that have met me and asked me Could I please remember them in their prayers, their intentions, various things like that. Maybe even perhaps in just a glancing, infrequent moment, they ask for a prayer, and I say a simple Hail Mary right after the interaction, lest I forget to pray for them later on. At least I did a little bit in that way. That's oftentimes our mindset when people ask us for prayers. But how often we forget even the small things for ourselves. Those things that we could call really our daily nourishment. Think about it. How often do you pray for the virtues that you need most in your life? If we reflect, each and every one of us, we all will see that we have predominant faults that are our own. They might not be the same as the person next to us. They are certainly not all the same, all of us together. But I do have faults. They are my own. I do have to own them. They are something that I will fight against all my life long in striving for sanctity. So how do I do that? I can't do it by myself and expect to be successful. Any growth in virtue, any true goodness comes from God. So I must pray for those things. So ask yourself, how often do you pray for the virtue contrary to your primary fault? If you're honest, probably very infrequently, if at all. It's like a child not asking for lunch, basic nourishment for our souls. All Our Lady wants is us to come and ask her, and she's most liberal in giving. But from the very small things, we also look to the very large things. And again, we fail to come frequently and with full confidence to her as our Heavenly Mother. That's not the way of a child, but it is our way. Think of all that's going on in the world now. Our cities are on fire, our country is in turmoil, our economy is upside down, our society is trying to be taken over, we are being lied to en masse. And what do we do to try to figure out a way of solution? We tune into the news. We tune into the radio. We read the newspaper. We read the articles online. We figure out different political arguments and whatever it may be. But what good does it do? Nothing. It just disturbs the soul. When was the last time you watched Fox News and felt better about yourself afterwards? It doesn't happen. When was the last time you turned on the radio and felt that the world was going to be a better place because you listened to a certain talk radio host? Never. But we forget that we have ready access to something truly productive and truly good. Those of our prayers, those of our turning to heaven, the rosary that sits simply right there in our pocket, ready for us to use at any simple time. I reach in and I grab a pen and my hand brushes against it. And I don't even think about it. But that is the chain that links us to heaven. That is the bond that binds us to Mary. That is our key to success in having any good come to our society. Our Lady told Sister Lucia that there is no problem on earth that is too big to be solved by the Holy Rosary. Our Lady told the Blessed Allard de Roche that anything he asks for through the Most Holy Rosary, it would be given to him. Why do we not have the same confidence? Why do we struggle to remember that when everything seems dark, I am not without hope. My hope burns brightly. My hope is right there at my fingertips. My hope is a simple prayer away. I just have to do it. And I have to pray confidently and repetitively and keep coming back to that source that gives me that hope in Our Lady. Do we not call her that in our prayers when we say the rosary at its conclusion? My light, my sweetness, and my hope. Do those words mean something to us? Because the more I think about that, meditate upon that, process that for myself, the more I'll find I will turn to those prayers. I will focus on the good that I can do upon my knees with my beads. And I will find that together, each of us persevering and working together in that way of prayer, we will do far more good than we could ever do by any other means. And I will find that that chain that binds me to Mary will lead me to be before her in paradise forever. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.